This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 hospitalizations have hit the highest level in Colorado since last December. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The state is recording 1,526 coronavirus hospitalizations. It's poised in the coming weeks to exceed the pandemic high of 1,847 from last year's big wave. The state is working to add 500 additional hospital beds and the staff to treat more patients. 4 out of 5 COVID-19 patients is unvaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The FBI raided the home of Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters this week as they investigate a security breach of the county's election system. Peters admits she helped leak election equipment data, hard drives, and passwords. Peters claims she did it to prevent election fraud. But Republican County Commissioner Janet Rowland says there were no issues with the 2020 election.
We had full faith and confidence in the Dominion machines and the software, saw no data, still to this day have seen no data that would indicate there was any fraudulent activities on behalf of the Dominion machines in our elections.
Peters is also under investigation for accepting gifts worth more than the legal limit. The $1 trillion infrastructure bill signed by President Biden this week contains more than $11 billion to restore abandoned coal mines. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
Colorado could get $150 million to fix up and maintain abandoned mines across the state. Jeff Graves with the Colorado Department of Natural Resources says the federal funding would more than double the amount the state currently spends on reclamation each year.
This is a game changer for all states, not just Colorado, but for the majority of eastern states, other western states, many of the tribes. I mean, this is huge.
Graves says the money would be used to put out underground fires in the mines, prevent mine collapses, and seal entry tunnels and shafts. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at cpr.org.